Harper Audio presents The Earl Takes All by Lorraine Heath, performed by Helen Lloyd. Prologue. On the cold and dreary evening of November the 15th, 1858, Edward Alcott's life turned grey. The only thing that saved it from going completely black was Albert. At the age of 7, older than Edward by only an hour, his twin had become the Earl of Grayling that night when their parents were killed in a horrific railway accident. Days later, Albert held Edward's hand as they sat dutifully in front of the caskets that contained whatever remained of their parents. During the evening of the day their parents were buried, Albert crept into Edward's bed so neither of them would feel so lost and alone. While they travelled to Havisham Hall, where they became the wards of the Marquis of Marsden, Albert unwittingly offered a distraction, providing a place for Edward to vent his anger and frustration over life's unfairness. They constantly shoved and slapped at each other until the solicitor, travelling with them, separated the boys. After they were abandoned so far from home, left in the Marquis's keeping, Albert assured Edward all would be well, that they began life together in the womb and therefore would always remain together. Albert had been his anchor, his solace, his one constant in all matters, all things. And now, she was stealing him away, with her silken black hair and her startling blue eyes and her sweet laughter and her gentle smile, Lady Julia Kenny.